poll, DeSantis falls 3 points after second debate. By Hannah Blow on October 3, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis fell 3 points after the second Republican primary debate. While former President Donald Trump, who did not participate in the debate but met with auto workers in Michigan instead, remains dominant, the latest Messenger/Harris poll found. The survey was taken September 28 to 29, following the second Republican primary debate, which took place at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, last week. Overall, post-debate, Trump remains dominant, leading his challengers with support from a majority, 56%. DeSantis, once again, failed to break through, remaining in the teens and falling 3 points, moving from 14% support to 11%. That now puts the Florida governor 45 points behind Trump nationally. Further, the survey asked respondents if the second debate made them more or less likely to vote for certain candidates, and found a plurality of Republicans, 43%, indicated the second debate made them more likely to vote for Trump, despite his non-participation. 35% said the same of DeSantis, and 29% said the same of former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Notably, nearly one quarter of independents, 23%, said the second GOP debate made them more likely to vote for the former president. Just 11% of independents said the same of DeSantis. Watch, wow. Trump mocks GOP presidential contenders, calls them job candidates for his administration. The survey was taken among 1,615 registered voters and has a +2.4% margin of error. It follows last week's debate, which came under scrutiny over the inclusion of Univision and some of the topics that some say came out of left field, including amnesty. Trump, however, opted to skip the debate, meeting instead with auto workers in Michigan. Crooked Joe and his payday with the Biden family. They raked in millions and millions of dollars, but it was the men and women who every single day got up and came back home with grease on their hands. And they were the ones that paid the price, Trump said during his address. They paid a big, big price, he continued. The only time Joe Biden has ever gotten his hands dirty is when he's taking cash from foreign countries, which is quite often actually. Watch, Trump to auto workers, Crooked Joe got his hands dirty with foreign deals while you paid the price.